is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. In my area, we've experienced a persistent drought that has really affected our plant life. My red maple finally turned red, but it looked rough. While rain has been predicted, it's been sprinkles. My rain barrel has sat empty for weeks. I finally laid down the soaker hose and started watering the maple. I've also started watering my 3-year-old crabapple and the young ancestry oak, too. If your area has suffered drought conditions, keep watering. As I mentioned previously, I have an aversion to using city water only because I don't want to waste it. On the other hand, it's important to keep our plants healthy as they provide so much for us and pollinators. It's a circle of life thing we have going on with nature. I just read an article last week in our statewide paper that the Twin Cities area of Minneapolis and St. Paul are now in an extreme drought situation, and some old trees have not been able to bear the burden. Some have split and left big empty holes. These situations affect many things, as trees offer shelter, beauty, carbon sequestration, and the list goes on. The bottom line at this point in my area and many parts of the country is to keep watering through fall until the ground freezes. It's hard as we see trees changing color and losing their leaves, and we think it's time for us to also start our shutting down process in the landscape. But right now, I urge anyone living in drought areas to supply an inch of water a week to your plants, even the established ones, and to add mulch. Mulch makes a big difference in keeping that moisture in and regulating soil temperatures. Check out GardenBite.com for maps of drought areas and links to more information. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.